From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, and www.vinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Vice President expects Indonesia to become nation of invention. Police fired tear gas as Freedom Convoy protesting against COVID-19 curbs enters Paris. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has said he hopes the country can become a nation of invention that is able to master science and technology. He made the statement at the virtual graduation ceremony of Brawijaya University students on Saturday. He also said that a tool technology can bring either more benefit or disaster. Changes will always occur in human lives, and innovation is the best method to mitigate those changes. He then urged graduate students to use the knowledge they have obtained and to improve their entrepreneurship skills to create innovation. Furthermore, Amin said that for Indonesia to become a nation of invention, its human resources must be inventors, not copiers. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has said that he wants the young Indonesian Muslim generation to compete at the global level so that they can become role models, not just watchers. According to Amin, there are several things that the younger generation must pay attention to in order to thrive in society. First, tolerance is key to a harmonious life amidst the nation's plurality. Second, international development needs to be noted while formulating domestic policies in the country. He also expressed the hope that the younger generation would not give up on gaining knowledge because top leaders are born from tireless experience and learning. State-run cement corporation PT Semen Indonesia SIG said it is supporting the government efforts towards realizing net zero carbon emission by 2060. Through the use of new and renewable energy EBT. SIG Corporate Secretary Vita Mahreini said in a statement released by Antara on Saturday that the initiative have included reducing the clinker factor, increasing the use of alternative fuels, as well as improving electricity and thermal energy efficiency. In addition, the company has intensified the utilization by the inking of the cooperation MOU with the state-owned classification Bureau of Indonesia's flag vessels PT Biro Klasifikasi Indonesia on February 2, 2022. Let's move on to the international news. French police fired tear gas at demonstrators on the Champs-Élysées Avenue and other places in Paris on Saturday after a freedom convoy protesting against COVID-19 restrictions made it into the capital. Vehicle-carrying protesters managed to get through police checkpoints in central Paris to snarl traffic around the Arc de Triomphe monument. Police also threw tear gas grenades to disperse protesters who are against a vaccine pass required to enter many public places near the Arc de Triomphe, and sprayed demonstrators in a separate march on the other side of the city. Police said that they have arrested 14 people, handed out 337 tickets by mid-afternoon, and earlier had stopped 500 vehicles in the morning that were trying to get into Paris. Hong Kong authorities said on Sunday supplies of vegetables and chilled poultry into the global financial hub may be temporarily disrupted after some mainland goods vehicle drivers preliminary tested positive for COVID-19. Hong Kong imports 90% of its food, with the mainland its most important source, especially for fresh food. Consumers have already seen a shortage of some foreign imported goods, including premium seafood, due to stringent flight restriction. According to the government statement, the mainland authorities and the Hong Kong government are working closely together to firm up the detailed arrangement to expedite the logistic of food supply for Hong Kong so as to make the supply situation resume normal as soon as possible. While athletes have been competing on artificial snow throughout the Beijing Olympics, organizers are now dealing with the logistical challenge of clearing away the real thing after heavy snowfalls in the mountains of Zhangjiakou on Saturday. Su Wen, deputy director of maintenance services at the Genting Snow Park, told reporters that whether it is an environmentally friendly or non-environmentally friendly snow melting agent, it all has a certain impact on roads and snow tracks. Genting is the location for many of the freestyle skiing and snowboarding events at the Beijing Games. Voters in Switzerland will decide on Sunday whether to become the first country to ban animal testing in the referendum that will also consider tightening controls on cigarette advertising. Campaigners who want to end all experiments on mice, rats, and other animals gathered enough signatures to stage the vote under the Swiss system of direct democracy, meeting strong opposition from the country's huge pharmaceutical sector. Supporters of a ban on animal testing, which government data shows caused more than 500,000 animals to die in Swiss laboratories in 2020, say the practice is ethically wrong and unnecessary. The most recent opinion poll showed 68% of respondents opposed the proposed ban, suggesting it is unlikely to be approved. The proposal to further restrict tobacco advertising looks like to pass, with 63% of people polled in favor. Listener, now let's move in on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia export 10 tons of Sambada rice to Brunei Darussalam.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner is about Indonesia export 10 tons of Sambada rice to Brunei. Indonesian company PT Biogen Plantation exported 10 tons of Sambada 188 rice to Brunei Darussalam on Wednesday, February 9th, which was the 10th shipment since 2018. According to information from the Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan received in Jakarta on Thursday, Sambada 188 rice that Indonesia has exported to Brunei so far have reached 104.1 tons. The Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan said that rice from the Sambada 188 variety has been widely marketed in the Brunei domestic market through the national distribution network and has received a good response, so that the export of rice continues to be sustainable. The Indonesian Ambassador to Brunei Darussalam, Suyatmiko, said the export of Sambada rice could be carried out in a sustainable manner by maintaining quality and competitive prices. The Sambada 188 rice in Brunei has yielded a harvest of 6 tons of rice per hectare, double the original rice planted in Brunei previously. With its economic diversification policy, the Brunei government continues to develop the agricultural sector for national food self-sufficiency.
The average increase in the production value of Brunei's agricultural and food agricultural sectors over the past two decades grew 4.9% from 1.91 trillion rupiah in 2000 to 4.9 trillion rupiah in 2020. Active agricultural land in Brunei has also increased from only 15 hectares in 2010 to 411.65 hectares in 2020. For special land for rice cultivation, Brunei has developed the Kandol Agricultural Advancement Area of 500 hectares to increase its agricultural production. Nevertheless, according to the Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan, along with efforts to increase self-sufficiency, there are still opportunities for the supply of various food products from Indonesia. This can be seen from the number of exports of Indonesian agricultural products to Brunei, such as vegetables, fruit, and spices, which increased from 51.55 billion rupiah in 2019 to 59.9 billion rupiah in 2020. The Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan is committed to continuing to encourage increased business cooperation between Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam in the agricultural sector. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. President Joko Widodo attended the peak event of the 2022 National Press Day commemoration virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Wednesday, February 9. The 2022 National Press Day commemoration peak was held in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi Province. In addition to the president, the event was also attended a number of state officials, press figures, national press personnel, and a number of ambassadors from friendly countries. In his remarks, the president appreciated the role of the press, who continued to work to foster optimism and hope for the people during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president said he was aware that over the past 2 years, the national press industry has been under tremendous pressures. Not only from the pandemic, the national press is also facing pressures due to digital disruptions and various giant foreign platforms, which undermines the economic potentials and influence of the mainstream media. In this stressful condition, according to him, mainstream media must quickly transform, must be more innovative, and improve technology to accelerate healthy growth. In addition, they must also flood channels and platforms with news of values that educates and fill them with quality content. The mainstream media must also make trust and integrity as capital to seize opportunities that exist.
Pers Indonesia harus mampu memperbaiki kelemahan sambil melanjutkan agenda.
The Indonesian press must be able to correct weaknesses while continuing the nation's big agendas, strengthen the foothold to jump higher and be able to serve in the midst of change, accelerate digital transformation to produce quality journalistic works faster and stay accurate and not trapped in a pragmatic attitude that undermines our integrity. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also asked for the support of the Indonesian press in carrying out the structural transformation. He said transformation is needed to increase added value and create broad job opportunities. He believes the Indonesian press is the locomotive of the nation's progress that can encourage the nation and the state to be confident in realizing an advanced Indonesia. At the end of his speech, the president reminded the press has a big task during Indonesia's presidency of the Group of 20 or G20 in 2022. A number of important agendas will take place and the press is expected to be able to make these activities a success by providing positive information. I'll start today in history with February 13, 1946, the Indonesian Pharmaceutical Association formed. The Association of Indonesian Pharmacists, PAFI, was formed on February 13, 1946 at the Merdeka Hotel, Yogyakarta. PAFI is an organization that brings together pharmacists in Indonesia, are currently called Pharmacy Technical Personnel. PAFI is the oldest pharmaceutical organization in Indonesia. In fact, the pharmacist assistants professions existed earlier than the pharmacist profession itself. This was because during the Dutch colonial rule, only pharmacist assistants education was running. Even the pioneers had to be educated directly in the Netherlands. Let's move on to February 13, 2012, when the launch of Rocket Vega occurred. Vega, in Italian, Vettore Europeo di Generazione Avanzata, meaning advanced generation European carrier rocket, is an expendable launch system, is used by Ariane Space jointly, developed by the Italian space agency ASI and the European space agency ESA. Development began in 1998 and the first launch took place from the Centro Spazio Guyanais on February 13, 2012. It is designed to launch small payloads, 300 to 2,500 kilo satellites for scientific and Earth observation missions to polar and low Earth orbits. The reference Vega mission is a polar orbit bringing a spacecraft of 1,500 kilograms to an altitude of 700 kilometers. I'll end today in history with February 13, 2014. When Mount Kelud erupts. Seismic activity in early February 2014 caused the status of Mount Kelud in East Java province to be on alert, until finally on February 13, 2014, the mountain erupted and threw volcanic material to cover almost the entire island of Java. The eruption of Mount Kelud in 2014 is considered more powerful than the eruption in 1990. This ash rain paralyzed Java. 7 airports in Yogyakarta, Surakarta, Surabaya, Malang, Semarang, Cilacap, and Bandung were forced to close.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, We would like to thank our dear listeners, whatever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Michael Cunningham in Australia. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your attention on our broadcast, especially in English program. A few weeks ago, we couldn't update our broadcast because of technical problems. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. We have updated our transmission, so please visit our website, voinews.id. voinews.id. Thank you. As our apologies to VOI listeners throughout the world, I will play a beautiful song. Keep listening to the voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Izinkan ku lantunkan sebuah lagu untukmu, sahabat baikku, apapun itu ada aku. Susah senang bersama, persaudaraan yang utama, tak ada lagi kata perhitungan.
Zai ni xie wo de shihou, wo lai pei ni yi qi du guo. Wo de hao xiong di, xin li you gu, ni dui wo shuo. Ren sheng nan de qi qi luo luo,还是要坚强的生活，哭过笑过，至少你还有我。朋友的情谊啊，比天还高，比地还辽阔。那些岁月，我们一定会记得。朋友的情谊啊，我们今生最大的难得。像一首老歌，
izinkan ku lantunkan sebuah lagu, sahabat baikku, apapun itu ada aku. Susah senang bersama, persaudaraan yang utama, tak ada lagi kata perhitungan.
手捞歌。
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesia Anti-Doping Organization, IADO, will oversee the implementation of the 2022 Indonesian MotoGP at the Pertamina Mandalika International Street Circuit Lombok West Nusa Tenggara, which is scheduled to take place from March 18 to 20. IADO's involvement cannot be separated from the collaboration with the Indonesian Motor Association, IMI. Not only MotoGP, IMI is also ready to cooperate with IADO in upholding the anti-doping spirit in various sports events and other automotive activities. IMI Chairman Bambang Susatyo, in his official statement Wednesday, said IADO will also be involved by IMI in various other national and international automotive championship events held in Indonesia, including the Asia Talent Cup, World Superbike, GT World Challenge Asia, MXGP, Asia Pacific Rally Championship APRC, to the World Rally Championship. Bambang Susatyo also said that the spirit of changing the name from the Indonesian Anti-Doping Agency LADI to IADO was among other to facilitate communication at the international level. According to the chairman of the IMI, the spirit of the name change must also be followed by the spirit of change to make IADO an independent, professional, and trusted organization. Bambang Susatyo said various parties must participate in providing support, considering that previously IADO, or what was then still called LADI, often had difficulty giving sanction to athletes who used doping. Furthermore, Bambang Susatyo also appreciates the hard work of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, the Indonesian Olympic Committee, and the IADO, so that starting February 2, 2022, Indonesia is free from sanction from the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. Those Indonesian athletes and teams who win competition at the international level can fly the red and white flag and sing the national anthem Indonesia Raya. In addition, Indonesia can also host international sporting events and send representatives to occupy various positions in international sports institutions.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Reply to an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty and Deepita Chakrabarty in India. They asked about the souvenirs as prizes for participation. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Chakrabarty. I will ask the PIC of the event whether they have sent you a prize or not. But as far as I know, the organizer has sent prizes to the participants of the program. Thus, I will let you know soon about it. So keep listening to our program. Well, listener, here is another beautiful song. Enjoy!
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Sombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar, yeah. Sayapku jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ku selalu menanyakanmu, kau pun selalu menyanjungku. Aku dan kamu darah abadi. Demi bermain bersama, kita duakan segalanya. Merdeka kita, kita merdeka. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lemah, lelah dan tak bersinar. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan, yeah. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tak pernah kita pikirkan ujung perjalanan ini. Tak usah kita pikirkan perjalanan ini. Tak usah kita pikirkan untuk perjalanan ini, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pegang tanganku bila ku lelah. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Toraja is one of the tourist destinations in South Sulawesi province, which is totally famous for its artistic culture, customs, and natural panorama, but also for its various unique and delicious traditional dishes. One of them is papillon, which is a dish cooked in bamboo. Papillon has several varieties. One of them is the carp papillon, which is no less delicious than other variants such as chicken papillon. The uniqueness of this papyong is it is cooked not in a pot or pan, but in a bamboo stem. To cook cup papyong, first the cup is cut into pieces. Then prepare the vegetables and seasonings. In general, Toraja residents use bulo nangko or mayana leaves as vegetables. Sometimes also burak or the inside of young banana tree trunks. Papyong seasoning consists of chili, shallot, garlic, salt, pieces of ginger, and lemongrass. Next, the cup that has been cut into pieces is mixed with vegetables and spices. Then, put into bamboo segments that have a diameter between 8 to 10 centimeters. The top end of the bamboo is then covered with banana leaves and ready to be cooked. The way to cook papyong is also unique. The section of bamboo containing the fish was burned on a fireplace in the middle of which there was a stick of wood to hold the bamboo. During the burning process, the bamboo must be turned over frequently so that the stuffing inside cooks evenly and there are no raw or burnt parts. The cooking process takes about 1 to 2 hours. The blackened surface of the bamboo indicates that papyong is done. Then papyong can be removed from the fireplace and ready to eat. The taste of papyong is very crunchy and savory. Papyong is usually served at the big local events such as Rambu Solo or Rambu Tuka Festival. Local people usually serve this food along with the warm rice, bulo nangko vegetables, mayana, and burak or young banana trunks. For tourists who want to taste papyong, it is not difficult to get it, because there are many restaurants in Toraja district that sell this traditional Toraja cuisine. Papyong is not only delicious, but is also believed to have several benefits for the Toraja people, including mayana leaves, which said can heal wounds, also used as a cough medicine and stimulant for breast milk. Meanwhile, the banana stem is believed to be a cholesterol-preventing drug.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast on February 10th, 2022 at 1300 hours until 1400 hours UTC. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, wherever you are, here is another beautiful song for you. Happy weekend and enjoy!
Here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Bumi Pala Parakan Vocational High School, Temanggung Regency, Central Java, will be involved in producing animated films in neighboring Malaysia. These animated films will be produced for Sarawak TV, Malaysia. The memorandum of understanding in the production of the film titled Kunci Galaxy was carried out on Tuesday, February 8, 2022 between Bumipala Parakan Vocational High School and Funimation Studio. Manggung region, M.R. Kazik, after the signing ceremony said that the regency encouraged other children in Temanggung to work and be involved in the digital creative economy. Al-Kazik expressed his appreciation to the Bumipala Vocational School, which he considered to have the ability to produce animated films with industrial and commercial standards. He encourages the collaboration with both parties to advance and prepare students to enter the real world of industry. The head of the Bumipala Vocational School, Slamet Purwanto, explained that the collaboration on the Kunci Galaxy animated film project was the result of a rigorous selection from Funimation Studio Yogyakarta. The laboratory of the vocational high school will be involved in working on the coloring section. According to Slamet, this is just the beginning. In the future, they will make their own production with the content derived from the local wisdom of Temanggung. He added that this project involves 16 students who will be guided intensively because the work produced had to be of international standard. Meanwhile, representative of Funimation Studio Yogyakarta, Susilo Nurwanto, said that Bumipala Vocational High School is the only school that has a multimedia major that concentrates on the world of animation, and they have been working together since 2016. According to him, this will give students an idea of how to work in the industrial world later.
Kamu harus bahagia. kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
You are still tuned to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today we will present you a song entitled Musim Hujan by Hi-Fi. The song was released in 2019 on the album of Cherry Terra. The lyrics of Musim Hujan was written by one of Hi-Fi's personnel, Febrian Nindyo, together with musician Toh Pati as the album producer. The lyrics describes the feeling of longing for someone. This feeling of longing appears during the rainy season. However, there is still hope to give up people who are missed. Well, listener, here is the song Musim Hujan by Hi-Fi.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini bahagia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vinews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you on the next English program.